Michelle Traconis. She's been found guilty in the murder of Jennifer Dulos in a case that's been going on for how long now, Stacey?
Far too long.
Yeah.
This has been going on, and I'm trying to go back and find dates. 2019, I believe, is when she was killed. They declared her dead, legally dead, last October. They've never found Jennifer.
Oh, God.
But they know they've found clothing that was blood-soaked. So they know that her last day of life must have been a violent end. They've just never found the body.
That's lovely. Michelle Traconis, 49, convicted this last week here of conspiring to murder Jennifer Dulos, a mother of five who vanished from her Connecticut home in 2019. Traconis, visibly distraught, sat with her head down and wept as the verdict was delivered, marking a significant development of the high-profile case. We have the audio for you here on the feed of Hidden Killers podcast or True Crime Today if you want to take a listen to that. And you can even listen to the whole trial. It's all there, too. Traconis is found guilty on charges of conspiracy to commit murder, hindering prosecution, and evidence tampering. She faces up to 20 years in prison for involvement in the plot. That's it? 20 years?
Yeah.
All this for 20 years?
Yeah.
Her emotional response in court with the audible sobs and tears underscore the gravity of the verdict as she was escorted from the courtroom by marshals. Prosecutors allege that Traconis played a pivotal role in the assisting her then-boyfriend, Fotos Dulos, in the scheme to kill his estranged wife and conceal the crime. Jennifer Dulos, 50, vanished May 24th of 2019, triggering an extensive investigation and media frenzy. Fotos Dulos, who maintained his innocence, took his own life in January of 2020, shortly after being charged with murder. The case unfolded against the backdrop of a contentious divorce and custody battle between Jennifer and Fotos Dulos. Traconis, who was living with Fotos Dulos at the time of Jennifer's disappearance, was implicated in aiding his efforts to carry out the crime. The jury's verdict signifies a measure of closure for Jennifer's family and friends who have long sought justice in her disappearance. Jennifer Dulos, hailing from a prominent New York City family with ties to the fashion industry, vanished after dropping off her children at school. Her disappearance sparked widespread attention and was the subject of a made-for-TV movie reflecting the public interest in the case. Traconis, described as a dual American and Venezuelan citizen with a diverse background in horse riding therapy programs and TV production, now faces the prospect of a lengthy prison sentence. Her bond sentence set at $6 million. She is sentenced on May 31st, so a couple months away from that. The conviction of Traconis marks a significant milestone of the ongoing legal saga surrounding Jennifer Dulos' disappearance. Another defendant of the case, Kent Mahinney, a friend of the one-time lawyer of Fotos Dulos, awaits a trial on a murder conspiracy charge. They also maintain their innocence as well. This is a messed up case. I do recall some of the details of this with the dropping the kids off at school and then suddenly gone.
Yeah. You know, the fact that they haven't found the body, but they do have a surveillance video of Michelle sitting in the passenger seat, I believe, of Fotis's truck when he dumps some garbage bags. Yeah, those garbage bags had some evidence in it, and I believe her DNA in there. So it wasn't her, but her DNA, the missing woman, was in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just screams of, hi, I'm guilty.
Well, judging by that, they probably never will find the body because there probably is no body to find anymore.
Right. Yeah. So, they're going to appeal. I listened to her attorney talk after the verdict came in. They're going to appeal, but I really don't know what they have to appeal. I mean, they've got the evidence. She was spotted with him when he had those bags.
Yeah.
She was having an affair with him, and then she goes missing, and then he kills himself? I mean, okay.
Only 20 years, though. I mean, she'll be out by 70 or less, up to 20 years. The sentencing still has not taken place. So, I don't know enough about it to say a lot, but obviously the evidence is there. She's been found guilty. She played some role in this. She knew something where she could have probably played her hand many different ways to not be implicated as being part of the actual conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, step away from him. And I don't understand if you're not wanting to be part of the relationship, walk away. You don't need to kill somebody. There's ways that you can just walk away.
I don't get that, where it's like, of all the things, like how that has to be some sort of mental imbalance going on with anyone who thinks this is the way out. This is the way to resolve this problem.
It never is. You're going to get caught.
It could
50
never
years
be.
Ago, maybe.
Never should it ever. I mean, even if you weren't going to get caught, I can't imagine living with something like that. Knowing, like, for the rest of your life, it's like there's a lot of things you can kind of like sweep under the rug and go, I'm going to live with this. It's not the end of the world. This murder isn't one of them. Like, I guess for some people, maybe they have the capacity to do so, but that's certainly not one of them. I think for most of us,
it seems like a lot of trouble to go to with some very serious consequences. And let's just say you do get away with it. You've got that riding on you for the rest of your freaking life. You really?
It does.
Can you just put that aside?
Well, then what about if you do get away with it? Does it then kind of enable something in you too, where it's like next time some trouble comes up, you're like, I did this once. I could do it again.
Maybe.
And that's where you get serial killers that kind of come into the mix. I don't know. It's a scary proposition. But Michelle Trakonos found guilty in this case, sentencing on May 31st. And we'll bring that to you right here.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.